Welcome to the community podcast from your friends here at the Community Paper. I'm Nick Jorgudiu, the managing editor, and I'm here with one of our talented writers, Francesca Duarte. Francesca, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be on the podcast.
You write so many good, interesting stories for us, so many cover stories for us. We're going to talk about all of those. Before we do, I want to get started with a quick message from one of our sponsors, Lou Gardens. They're having their last Sunset Serenades classical concert. Will be on August 28th. So this is indoors at Lou Gardens, but obviously Lou Gardens is a beautiful facility, the acres and acres of beautiful gardens there. So if you get a chance to go there, maybe you go and see this concert indoors, a classical concert from the Orlando Philharmonic. But beforehand, and this is ending September 3rd, their origami exhibit, these origami sculptures that are located throughout the garden, that's coming to an end on September 3rd. So one of your last chances to see that. So maybe go and do that. Francesca, we'll do a quick outing over there so we could just walk through the park once it, like if it's like one day after it rains, so it's a little bit cooler.
That'd be nice.
So speaking of growing things, you did a cover story for us for the July issue, and it was plant-based. I would say it was plant-based. Would you say it was plant-based?
It was definitely plant-based.
Nice.
table.
Yeah, so there are three organizations that I'm a big fan of that you got to go out and talk to. What did you learn from that? What was your takeaway from that? And what can you share about the story that we didn't necessarily get into the print version?
Yeah, so I got to speak to three organizations. I spoke to The Kitchen House, Ebony Nutrition Consultants, and Four Roots Farm Campus. And I basically got to learn about some of the exciting ways that they're spreading knowledge and awareness of the importance of nutrition and nourishment and like the benefits of urban agriculture. Nowadays, I feel like a lot of the food that we consume is processed, it's refined, it's coming from a box, and it's just not really the most like nutrient dense food for us to be consuming. So I thought it was really interesting how talking with these directors, they really showed me how returning to a lifestyle of eating whole foods that are locally sourced, you know, from the ground can really significantly like uplift our bodies because food is energy. So when you're consuming like food that is whole and that is good for you, you feel the difference in your lifestyle, in your energy, and the way that you approach everything in your daily routines. I think it was just really important to learn how we can like significantly uplift our bodies, our minds, and also reconnect with nature in that giving, receiving balance while also, you know, looking out for our communities and just bringing people together through food. It was such a great story to work on. I really learned a lot. And yeah, I'm always passionate about food, especially food that comes from the ground.
Yeah, I think it used to be called like the slow food movement because, you know, you're going to take your time a little bit more with it. You don't have that eating in the car situation or necessarily just popping open a packet and eating it right from there or toasting it, thinking of Pop-Tarts, of course. But, you know, it's a little more intentional. And I think intentionality is important in all the things that we do. And so when it comes to food, I think that's part of it as well.
No, exactly. And, you know, it's hard these days, obviously, to like be consuming like in such a whole food hearty way, especially that like all of our grocery stores carry these, you know, these items that we're already so used to eating. But it's definitely like not just the food you're eating. Like if you can incorporate a fruit or a vegetable more often, making sure you're getting like enough protein, having protein shakes, and also just like you said, consuming very mindfully and intentionally rather than like in a hurry. You're absorbing like the full nutrition content, full energetic content of that food. So I think it's like a really fascinating topic to really spend more time focusing on because food is part of our daily routines and it's hard to feed ourselves. It really is. It's a daily struggle.
Yeah. All three of these organizations too are education based. So they have classes going all the time. They do some other stuff too. For example, Four Roots and The Kitchen House do a lot of chef nights. So they'll have chefs from local businesses, local restaurants come in and do a special night. But even that, it incorporates like the food that they gather up from the garden and actually incorporate that into the food that they're cooking. So I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of the classes that are coming up at any of the organizations. Are you thinking like, oh, this is definitely something that I'd like to learn more about?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely want to attend one of their chef nights to really get to know like the process of how they put these meals together. I also another thing that I thought was really interesting was from Ebony. What I really like about Ebony's approach is how they really try to approach mindful conscious eating with the cultural influence, because as a Latina myself, I've grown up eating all types of rice and beans and picadillo and all these things, but we're not it's sometimes it can be hard to really find balance between embracing like these cultural meals that bring us joy and nostalgia and trying to still eat mindfully. So I like some of the course like some of the programs that they offer. They have programs for kids as well, where the kids get to be like harvesting their own crops and learning about it. And because they're involved hands-on, they're so much more passionate and like excited about eating their vegetables, which if you just give a kid broccoli and tell them eat it, they're gonna be like, no, what is this? Like, I don't want that. But I like how they really focus on those hands-on experiences, because it really helps these kids like learn in a way that they probably wouldn't be doing on their own. So
Yeah, I love that. And obviously can eat a little more healthy myself. Speaking of eating, let's go on to your second story. This is one that's coming up in the fall. I think there's some tie-ins with the holidays that's going to be perfect for this, but I'm still trying to come up with the best pun for the headline, but can you go ahead and talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so to continue the conversation with food, I want to know what Orlando residents' like favorite eats with delicious fillings are. I know I always love a good empanada, usually a plant-based one because that's me, but I just think that like based on the consumer's feedback, I want to be able to feature like local businesses and the inspiration and effort that goes into crafting the recipes. So stuff like empanadas or onigiri. I remember the first time I tried an onigiri and I wanted more because it was so good and it was like just the perfect size, the perfect serving size. They're very intentional with the flavor that they really put into these meals. Some places that I'm thinking of featuring, I want to speak to the Gnarly Cuban because they are definitely notorious for their empanadas. I want to also chat with Uni Girl because they've got the onigiri. And then just some other like local places that have food with very intentional fillings. Like I know bao buns are very, very popular here in Orlando. Maybe something with like dumplings, even a sandwich is considered like food with a filling. So just kind of, I definitely want it to be something that is focused more on like user generated feedback because, Orlando is a very, it's a big food focused city. We love, I feel like we have so many different food options here, so many different local businesses. I just really want to feature how these fillings are really, really put together because it seems so simple when you're eating it. But the like I so I've made empanadas myself as well, like from scratch, and it's a very long and tedious process, but if you can perfect it, it's so worth it, and everybody will eat all of the empanadas. They're very popular, but
I feel like I haven't received any empanadas from you yet, which seems
oh
weird.
well,
Yeah, I'm just thinking that maybe I should have got one by now. But yeah, you're right. But what I love about the reader feedback of this is like, we know places to go for empanadas. We know places to go for certain things. But like, let's open it up to everybody and then get in those recommendations of the places we didn't even think of.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I think that I can't remember who we were talking to when we were talking about fillings. The idea came up of, well, what about desserts? What about what goes into the pie? What about what goes into the cannoli? What about, so this is going to be a cover story that I think we're just going to have to eat a lot. And I don't hate that.
Try a little bit from everywhere. I might have to break some rules for my dietary restrictions, especially for the desserts, because I have a sweet tooth. I can't help myself. But yeah, I'm really excited to work on this and really get to have like literally get a taste of every little local spots here.
Yeah, maybe little known if you didn't realize that we have like an onigiri place or a some of the best empanadas that have ever been made over at Gnarly Cuban.
Give them a little more exposure.
Yeah, I like that. I don't understand the idea of having a little bit of each. That doesn't make any sense to me. I think we're going to eat a lot from each, or at least I am, but
Well,
that's
yeah,
fine.
to each their own. I mean, a little bit goes a long way, and it makes you curious and wanting more. So I think that all of
Oh,
very intentional decision.
that makes sense. I'm a more of a moderation in moderation kind of guy.
I'll
Yeah.
definitely have to make you some of those empanadas, though, for sure.
We're planning ahead on that one. Speaking of planning ahead, this is the perfect time to do it,
Love
according
it.
to a story that you sent me.
There's a bunch of stories and articles. It's all over my feed, at least. But one that I was reading from the New York Post was about the Lionsgate portal that's happening today, August 8th. So
Yes.
basically, the Lionsgate portal is when Sirius, which is the brightest star in our sky, is in alignment with Earth and Orion's Belt, which is the pattern of stars within the constellation of Orion. So it happens every year, and it's always a really significant, potent time for setting intentions, writing down goals for yourself, and really aligning with the lifestyle that your soul craves. It's a good, and with the sun being in Leo, we also have Mercury retrograde in Leo. It's a time that we really want to be mindful, and it's a time that really amplifies themes of like personal power, courage, creative expression, self-love. It's good to be mindful of that during this time. Maybe do some manifestation practices, journaling. I'm definitely going to be doing that later outside of astrology, because today's August 8th. We've been in this Lionsgate portal for like a couple weeks now, but today is
Yeah.
known as the peak because it's August 8th, which is 8-8, and in numerology, 8 carries the vibration of spiritual strength,
Got it.
infinity, alignment, and just abundance in general. So it's a really potent time to really be thinking about things that we're trying to attract and not necessarily forcing anything, but really being open to receiving the blessings that we crave. So I think it's really interesting, like tying in astrology with like our daily life or daily routines, because you can really understand a lot more, not just about yourself, but like the collective,
Yeah.
like everybody in general. Even if they might not want to admit it, they are definitely feeling a call to themselves, within themselves, to really honor their needs, honor their goals, and yeah, just be intentional. So
Yeah, I don't want to like dislocate my shoulder patting myself on the back, but the last week or so, I've been making plans to visit friends, reconnecting with people, and I can't say that it was or wasn't influenced by this particular astrological movement, but kind of. And that's, one way for me to be intentional and to.
yes. That's so resonant that you say that, because you're a Cancer sun, right? I remember you telling me you're a Cancer. So with that placement, Cancer is also the sign of like home, family, your communities, your connections, and the fact that you are feeling that is so fascinating, because that's, yep. Yeah, it's all about community for you. I mean, for all of us, but that's really interesting. I haven't tried that place yet, but I've definitely been wanting to check it out. Oh, yeah. Sounds really fun. It seems like all these businesses are definitely feeling the energy of this Lionsgate portal to help people come back to the health conscious ways. So I definitely want to look into those. Yes. You can follow me at Frankie without the E, so just Frankie Journal. Thank you, Nick. This was awesome.